Alaska Extension Almanac.
Keeping track of the development of your rangeland is vital to your present operation and future generations. For today's almanac, we hear from Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition's Bethany Johnson. She talks about how collecting data and pictures over the years will help you see how your ranges develop and can be valuable information for generations to come.
So when we think about rangeland monitoring, what we're really talking about is techniques that we can capture rangeland data, so then you can use that data to make management decisions. And so for producers, the reason monitoring is so important is just being able to see if the rangeland or grazing management techniques that we've put in there are actually working. And I've had ranchers tell me, you know, you should have seen this place 20 years ago. And, you know, where we were standing in his pasture, it was in great shape. It had excellent production, really good cover, was in excellent range health. But for me, I didn't understand what he was telling me until he was able to dig up some pictures. And so those pictures really speak a thousand words, being able to see that. But also by being able to document that with pictures and tell the story and write it down, we're also enabling the next generation to learn from what we did. And what we usually suggest to people is your main plant species should be mature when you go out to monitor. So in a cool season area or a place that has a lot of cool season grasses, you know, they might be able to monitor as soon as July, because all their grasses are going to be mature. The growing season's pretty much over. But if you go into the sand hills that have cool season and warm season grasses, you might not be monitoring until September after those warm season grasses have matured. So there's a lot of different techniques out there for rangeland monitoring. But probably the easiest one that you can do, especially now with smartphones, is just take your smartphone and grab some pictures. So try to find a location that's an average location in your pasture. You know, mark that spot or GPS that spot so you can come back to the same spot every year, and then look in the same direction. So when you're looking at those pictures year after year, all the distractions are kind of taken out, and all you're looking at is really the change in that rangeland. So phone, camera are great tools to use. You can use markers to actually mark where your monitoring location's at. Or if you want to, you can use the GPS unit to do that too, and then you don't have to have markers. So those are some key things. If you're going to measure plant production or how many pounds per acre that you have, there's some real simple techniques to do some clipping. So you have to know kind of the area that you're clipping. You'd need clippers, obviously, and then sometimes they have us weigh that in grams, so you might need a special scale and some paper bags to do that. Other people will use exclusion cages, so it helps them see what plants are actually out there. So a lot of times they'll just bend cattle panels, or we call them pig panels, and put a couple T-posts in just so they can see what that ground looks like if it hasn't been grazed for a whole growing season.
Today's program was a portion of a recent Beef Watch podcast. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple iTunes. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.